USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the U.S. passes 11 million coronavirus cases, several states are enacting tougher restrictions trying to control outbreaks, with many questioning if the entire nation should adopt that strategy. Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't believe we're headed for a national lockdown. The director of the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that the restrictions will likely continue to happen strictly on the local and state level.
We're not going to get a national lockdown. I think that's very clear, but I think what we're going to start seeing in the local levels, be they governors or mayors or people at the local level, will do, as you said, very surgical type of restrictions, which are the functional equivalent of a local lockdown. But we're not going to have a national lockdown.
More than 150,000 new cases were reported on Sunday alone, adding up to 1 million new cases over the last week. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
As President Trump's campaign continues legal challenges in several states, many have questioned the continued fight. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says everyone should want to see this process to the end. The California Republican tells Fox News that regardless of party, Americans should feel confident in the integrity of their electoral system.
I don't think it matters whether you're Republican or Democrat. You should want every legal vote to count. You should want every recount to be finished. And you should want every legal challenge to be heard. Because we believe our elections should be fair, honest, and accurate.
Officials in Colorado say they finally have 100% containment of a wildfire that's been burning in the northern part of the state for nearly a month. The Calwood fire started back on October 17th and spread quickly, eventually burning through more than 10,000 acres and becoming one of the costliest wildfires in state history. On Sunday, officials with the Boulder Office of Emergency Management announced the fire showed no signs of heat or smoke and that crews would be watching the area to make sure it doesn't restart. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For the first time in 7 weeks, average gas prices picked up some steam, rising by 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.11 per gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Week 10 action in the NFL on Sunday saw the Cleveland Browns beat the Houston Texans 10-7. A returning Nick Chubb ran for 126 yards and the only touchdown for the Browns. He's been out since Week 4 with a knee injury. Matt Prater hit a 59-yard field goal as time expired to push the Detroit Lions past the Washington football team 30-27. Three of Detroit's four wins this season have come via a Matt Prater walk-off kick. Tom Brady threw for three scores and ran another one in as Tampa Bay dropped Carolina 46-23. Arizona beat Buffalo 32-30 on a Hail Mary bomb from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins as time expired. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.